In his book, Evenings with the Orchestra, Hector Berlioz gives a tongue-in-cheek account of how a piano had to be put down because it couldn't stop playing Mendelssohn's super popular first piano concerto. Berlioz describes the increasingly desperate efforts to exorcise the cursed piano, sprinkling it with holy water, taking out the keyboard and chopping it up with an axe, which only made the keys dance around the room in a frenzy of glittering sound. Finally, the keys were thrown into the fire, and that stopped the madness. I'm Bill Bukowski from Classical WETA.
And I'm Classical WETA's Nicole Lacroix with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra podcast on Mendelssohn's irrepressible Piano Concerto No. 1 in G minor. Felix Mendelssohn, 1809 to 1848, was a musical phenomenon. Some say he was an even greater prodigy than Mozart. He was also lucky enough to be born into a rich banking family who could provide him with every material and artistic advantage. In their Berlin home, the Mendelssohns hosted the intellectuals of the day, thus exposing their four children to a wealth of advanced ideas and useful social connections. His parents even had weekly musicales with a variety of professional musicians where Felix could premiere his own works. These home concerts were a unique laboratory for the young genius's musical development. Between the ages of 12 and 14, for instance, Felix wrote 12 string symphonies. At 16, he composed the effervescent Octet for Strings, and at 17, the Midsummer Night's Dream Overture. At 19, he conducted the first performance of Bach's St. Matthew Passion in almost 100 years.
When Mendelssohn was 20, he undertook a grand tour. A great trip, as he called it. The first leg took him to London and Scotland, which provided inspiration for the Hebrides Overture and the Scottish Symphony No. 3. From 1830 to 1832, his gap years took him to Germany, Austria, Paris, and Italy, the birthplace of the Italian Symphony, the Symphony No. 4. A dedicated letter writer, he shared his adventures with family and friends, and through the centuries, with us. It was in Munich that the 21-year-old Felix met a 17-year-old pianist by the name of Delphina von Schauerrott. He wrote his sister Fanny, "She is an artist and very cultured, whom everyone adores. Ministers and counts trot around her like domestic animals in the henyard. Artists, too, and other cultivated persons. In short, I made sheep's eyes."
Actually, he made music. He sketched the Piano Concerto No. 1 in a mere 3 days, and dedicated it to her. He told Fanny that Delphina had composed a passage that makes a startling effect. Unfortunately, we don't know which one. Mendelssohn premiered the concerto himself in Munich in October 1831 in a concert devoted to his own music, including the Midsummer Night's Dream Overture. King Ludwig I was in the audience. "I was received with loud and long applause," he wrote home, "but I was modest and would not reappear." Later, he dismissed the concerto, saying, "I wrote it in but a few days and almost carelessly. Nonetheless, it always pleased people the most, but me very little." As for Delphina, she frequently played the concerto, and it became one of her signature pieces. But it really reached the hit status Berlioz complained about when Franz Liszt popularized it.
The first movement is Molto Allegro con Fuoco, or Very Fast and with Fire. Mendelssohn defies tradition right from the start and has the piano come in just 7 bars after the orchestra. And they're off. Now the piano introduces a contrasting lyrical theme. The soloist really gets to show off here. Here's the first of the fanfares in the trumpets and horns, which Mendelssohn uses to connect the movements. The piano imitates the fanfare and slows down the action, leading without a break into the second movement.
Cellos and violas introduce the lovely melody of the second movement. Interestingly, Mendelssohn doesn't use the violins until the movement is almost over, concentrating on the darker sound of the cellos and violas. Listen to the beautiful piano figurations against the strings. The music fades to silence. Then
another fanfare announces the third movement. The orchestra grows louder, and the soloist makes a dramatic entrance. Glittering, ebullient, sparkling, dancing, and virtuosic. Piano and orchestra romp together, pausing nostalgically to recall a lyrical passage from the first movement. Then they gather up momentum in the coda and gallop to the rousing finale.
I can say, after hearing that, Felix Mendelssohn must have been one heck of a pianist, on top of everything else he excelled at. He was called the Mozart of the 19th century, and like Mozart, his life was snuffed out way too early, at only 38. But at this point, in 1831, he still had lots to do, like conduct the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra, or write a violin concerto, and father five children. I'm Nicole Lacroix from Classical WETA.
And I'm Classical WETA's Bill Bukowski. This has been a Baltimore Symphony Orchestra podcast for Mendelssohn's Piano Concerto No. 1 in G minor.